Well, good morning.
Oh, 早晨。
Before you sit down, please say hi to a few people around you.
大家坐低之前，嚟向身边嘅人打个招呼，握下手。
Once again, welcome to Home Church.
再一次欢迎大家嚟到 Home Church.
If you're new with us, my name is Vincent. I'm one of the pastors here at this church.
呢个系陈永信传道，就系呢度嘅牧者之一。
If you, when you came in, you should have received a copy of today's sermon notes.
咁咧，大家嚟到嘅时候就应该已经攞到一份嘅讲道笔记。
So.Sorry, I was about to talk about the app. I realized we didn't launch it in Chinese yet, so that's why I hesitated.
Oh, 咁但係喂，我哋教會有個手機應用程式，不過仲未有中文版。
Anyways, so there are many times in my life that I felt like I was stuck in a loop.
咁啊，自己人生裡面有啲時候咧，感覺到自己係陷於一個圈或者一個死胡同咁樣。
You know, I had conflicts with different individuals, whether it be face to face or you know people talking behind my back.
咁樣好多時候我都會同人衝突，無論係面對面嘅衝突，或者係人哋背後講自己壞話。
Either way, I was wounded.
無論如何咧，點樣都好，我都係感到受傷害。
I was shocked.
感到震驚。
You know, I didn't know how to respond.
我唔知點樣回應。
And over the following days and months and years.I would replay that scenario in my head.
咁過咗好多個星期、好多個月、好多年，呢啲嘅情景都係喺我腦海裡面係不斷嘅重演。
And in my head, I would be rehearsing my arguments.
喺腦海裡面，我諗到究竟我應該點樣係對呢啲事情去反駁咧
？I imagine myself saying the things I should be saying.
我一路都想緊，其實我當時係咪應該有一啲另外一啲嘅回應方法咧
？And every time in those arguments, I always win.
但係喺當喺腦海裡面嘅爭辯咧，我永遠都係贏嘅。
Or I find a way to get justice for the wrong that was done against me.
喺呢個腦海嘅爭辯裡面咧，我永遠得到公義。
But yet I never felt free.
但我從來都冇感到自由。
You might be able to relate to that.
或者你。在人生裡面都有啲類似嘅經歷。
You might be living out your own loop in your head.
或者喺你腦海裡面就陷入呢個死胡同。
But what are we talking about?
究竟我講緊乜嘢咧
？No, we're talking about getting wounded by people that we had trusted or that we thought we were close in relationship.
就喺一啲嘅身邊有一啲係我哋一直信任嘅人，或者係好親近嘅人，偏偏就係佢哋係背叛自己。
We're talking about wounds like words that hurt us.
一啲嘅傷害自己嘅話語
，rejection from parents，
或者係你嘅父母係拒絕自己
，betrayal from friends，
朋友嘅背叛
，abuse of trust，
一啲係你嘅信任係被破壞
，church hurt，
或者係教會裡面嘅傷害
，abandonment，
或者係被遺棄
，unresolved conflict，
一啲嘅未解決嘅糾紛。
The reality is that the deepest wounds comes from those we trust most.
很多時候是最深的痛楚，偏偏就是來自一些我們最信任、我們最親近的人。
And as it says in Psalms 55 verse 12 to 14, if an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. But if it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend,
I don't have it here. 很多時候呢如果是一些仇敵是傷害我，我都可以忍受。但如果是一些很親近的人呢，好像是thank you。原來不是仇敵辱罵我，若是仇敵還可忍耐。不料是你，你原與我平等，是我的同伴，是我知己的朋友。詩篇55:12-14.
Sorry, can you get the screen on the back turned on?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and so the problem is that these things stay with us.
但係呢啲嘅傷害咧，都係遺留喺自己嘅腦海裡面或者心裡面。
No matter how hard you try,
或者你係好努力想係脱離呢啲嘅痛楚
，you can never clean yourself from these wounds.
呢啲嘅傷害係永遠係唔可以磨滅。
You get stuck in this loop.
就係好似死胡同裡面困住咗。
Reliving the incident, whether it be daily or weekly or yearly or whenever a trigger is hit.
呢啲嘅情景，你係每日、每個星期，或者甚至每個月、每年，都會係會再重演喺你腦海裡面。
As we continue our series today called Raised to Life, today we are looking at specifically forgiveness that heals.
咁我哋喺呢一個嘅之復活的新生命呢一個講道系列裡面咧，我哋今日就嘅題目就係講到大饒恕嘅大醫治嘅饒恕。
Because true forgiveness is not excusing the hurt.
It's what?
True forgiveness is not excusing the hurt.
唔係話我哋為一啲嘅我哋去饒恕，唔係為啲所發生嘅事情係去俾一啲嘅解釋。
It is releasing the burden of it and allowing God to bring healing and freedom.
就係讓神喺當中係為我哋帶嚟釋放同埋自由。
And so today's text is based on Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 to 32.
今日嘅經文就係來自以弗所書四章三十一至三十二節。Do you want to read it? Okay. 一切苦毒、惱恨、憤怒、揚鬧、毀謗並一切的惡毒，都當從你們中間除掉，並要以恩慈相待，存憐憫的心，彼此饒恕。正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
So what is forgiveness?
究竟饶恕是什么呢？
Before we talk about it, we need to define it.
咁咧，开始讨论之前，我哋要先俾一个定义。
Because I wouldn't be surprised if many of us carry a definition that's impossible to do.
或者系大家都听过饶恕呢样嘢系好难做到噶噃。
C.S. Lewis wrote this in his book Mere Christianity.
咁咧，呢個神學家C.S. Lewis 魯易斯喺佢本著作裡面就叫做反璞歸真，咁裡面就講過一句嘢。OK， 你話人人咧都以為饒恕係一個好好可愛嘅主意，但係直到人要饒恕自己要饒恕啲事情嘅時候咧，就好難做到啦。
See, forgiveness is not pretending that you are not hurt.
唔係話我哋要扮到自己好似唔受傷害咁樣。
It is not minimizing the pain.
唔係話令你個自己嘅傷害減到最少。
It is not saying what they did is acceptable.
唔係話對方所做嘅事係可以接受。
It's not even necessarily about trusting them again.
唔係我哋亦都唔係甚至唔係講到話要重新去信任嗰一個人。
And if you're following in our notes, this is the first point that forgiveness is canceling their debt.
其實饒恕就係取消罪債。
In Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 to 14, it says this.
咁咧喺哥罗西书二章十三到十四节咧，咁呢度就姑且用呢、这个新普及译本。上帝赦免了我们所有的罪，他把指控我们的记录一笔勾销，将他钉在十字架上，把他拿走。
See, when someone hurts you, it creates an obligation.
咁咧，當有傷害出現嘅時候咧，就好似有一種責任咁樣嘅。
They owe you something。
咁佢係嗰個人咧，係欠自己一啲嘢。
They owe you an apology。
係欠咗一個嘅道歉。
They maybe an acknowledgement。
或者係欠缺一啲嘅對呢個錯事嘅承認。
Maybe justice。
或者欠缺一個公義。
Restitution。
或者係補償。
See, forgiveness does not deny that the debt exists.Forgiveness does not deny that the debt exists.
Okay, 唔係話呢個，唔係話我哋饒恕，唔係話呢個嘅債唔存在。
It is declaring that I am cancelling this debt that they no longer owe me.
而係宣告呢個債我已經取消咗。
Because forgiveness is not the same as reconciliation.
仲有啲另一樣就係啦，饒恕咧係不同於和解。
You do not need the other person's participation.For you to forgive them. Because forgiveness is something that you do. And reconciliation is something that happens between two people. It's no different than how God has forgiven us. How God. He has forgiven us because he wants to be in full relationship with us.
Because
he's forgiven us before we even realize we need forgiveness.
When we don't know we need forgiveness,
if he can do that for us,
但神怎样可以这样对待我们的
话 We should be able to do that to others.
我们也同样应该是怎样可以对到其他人
So as we talk about forgiveness today,
今天我们讲到饶恕
We will look at the life of Joseph.
今天讲到这个旧约里面的约瑟
The Old Testament Joseph.
Oh, sorry, New Testament?
The Old Testament.
Old Testament, 旧约,旧约的约瑟
Joseph was a man in the Bible.
舊約就是聖經裡面有一個人叫約瑟
And he had more reasons than anyone else to not show forgiveness.
其實他是比更其他人是有更多理由是不去饒恕
He could be justified for the things that he had to go through.
其實他應該是對這些事情去尋求公義
His own brothers.
他的兄弟
His family.
他的家人
The people he should have, the people that he trusted.
他曾經是相信的人
People that should have loved him
其他應該是愛他的人
Protected him
應該是保護他的
人 That should have stood beside him
應該是站在他一邊的
They saw him coming across the field
但是在這個田裡面見到他
And decided to get rid of him
就決定要除去他
They stripped him of his robe
就是將將你的件的外袍是除去
They threw him in a pit
就是放在一個一個氹裡面
and then he sold them to trade slave traders.
就是賣佢去俾一個奴隸主
for 20 pieces of silver.
就是20塊銀錢
and he spent a chunk of his life in foreign land, falsely accused, thrown in prison, and forgotten.
就是佢約瑟就因此就係被流放到另一個地方，係被出賣，甚至係被誣衊。
Joseph's life is going to paint us a picture on how we need to understand forgiveness.
就是我们凭这个的图片我们再看一看究竟饶恕是什么
So why is forgiveness so hard?
为什么饶恕是这么困难呢
You know, if forgiveness is clearly good for us,
当然饶恕其实是一个好的事情来的
Why do so many of us struggle?
但是为什么很多人对要实践这件事是这么难做到呢
See, forgiveness is not difficult because we are stubborn.
不是说我们是
I believe there are hidden obstacles in our hearts that keep us tied to that pain for a long time.
但我们是要饶恕呢，是要面对很多的障碍。
And the first one is judgment.
第一个障碍就是论断。
See, when someone hurts us,
有些人是伤害我们的时
候, we often move beyond judging what they did to begin judging who they are.
我们不是单纯是评论那件事情本身。我们是对那个人的人格是去论断。
We stop saying what they did wrong to they're just evil.
不是说他那件事情是 很邪恶，根本我们是说那个人就很邪恶。
You know, they never cared about me.
那个人是从来不关心自己。
They will never change.
他永远都不会改变。
This is who they are.
他就是这样咯。
And so we move from being an issue problem to a people problem.
And
by this point, forgiveness sort of becomes impossible.
这个时候呢，饶恕就做得变得很困难了。
Because in our minds, these people are now beyond grace.
我们觉得这些人呢，是不配得恩典。
Think about Joseph.
想下约瑟。
Joseph had every reason to decide that his relationship with his brothers.Are beyond repair.
他有很多理由是相信自己和兄弟之间的关系不可能会再修复。
They betrayed him.
因为这些兄弟是背叛自己。
They sold him.
是卖了自己。
They abandoned him.
是遗弃自己。
And he could spend his entire life calling his brothers monsters.
其实他可以一生里面都是闹他们的兄弟是恶魔。
Calling them evil.
说他们邪恶。
And honestly,nobody would probably blame him for it.
其实如果约瑟这样做的话，没人会怪他的。
But what's remarkable is that Joseph never allowed their sin to become their final definition of who they were.
但是呢，约瑟就是他是不再是被这些错事是去定义他的身边的兄弟。
When he saw his brothers later in the story, he didn't speak with revenge.
但是看到圣经经文的后期呢，他不再是想要去对他们的兄弟报复。
He spoke with tears.
但是他是一个是含住眼泪讲嘢。
Somewhere along the way, Joseph did not allow judgment to poison his heart.
是这个约瑟是不容许这个论断是去占据他的内心。
The second obstacle is vows.
另一方面，點解饒恕咁困難？第二個障礙咧，就係一啲嘅誓言。
When people experience deep pain, especially repeated pain, they often make inner promises to protect themselves.
咁咧，當一個人係面對係好多一啲重複嘅傷害嘅時候，好多時係我都要一啲嘅心裏面一啲嘅誓言。
They make vows like, "I will never trust anyone again."
我發誓我唔再相信任何人。
I will never be vulnerable.
我發誓我唔會令自己成為弱者。
I will never let anyone hurt me like that again.
我發誓以後唔會再俾人咁樣去傷害。
I don't need anyone.
我發誓一生唔再需要任何人。
And at those times, those vows seem like wisdom.
好多時候覺得啊，其實呢啲誓言係好有智慧，係咪咧
？They feel like freedom from their pain.
可以從好似從呢啲痛楚裏邊得到自由。
But in reality.They become prisons that we build for ourselves.
但真相就是这些誓言是成为囚禁你自己一生的东西。
Imagine Joseph sitting at the bottom of the pit.
就是你相信如果你是一个坐监中的约瑟。
No, after his brothers have thrown him in there, imagine him sitting in prison, being falsely accused. What kind of vows could he have made?
但是将他当约瑟自己被诬告时，你想象他其實佢可以有好多嘅誓言噶，好多發誓嘅。
No, I will never trust my family again.
我一世都唔再信我屋企人。
I will never open my heart.
我一世都唔會打開自己嘅心窗。
If I ever get power, I'll make sure no one can hurt me again.
我發誓，如果我自己有權力嘅時候，我唔會再俾自己受傷害。
And yet somehow,
不過咧
Joseph remained open enough to serve faithfully.
佢仍然係。很忠心地侍奉他的主人
to help others,
是帮助其他人
to keep hoping,
是继续持有盼望
to keep trusting God,
继续去相信神
The third obstacle is false beliefs.
第三个障碍就是一些虚假的信念
Many people resist forgiveness because they misunderstand what forgiveness means.
很多人去拒绝饶恕其實因為佢哋本身唔明白饒恕係乜嘢。
No, some people might think if I forgive them, they get away with it.
如果我饒恕佢哋嘅話，咁佢哋咪唔需要再為呢樣嘢負責咯。
But forgiveness is not the absence of justice.
但係饒恕唔係話冇公義。
It is trusting God with justice.
而係相信係神會施行公義。
Others believe if I forgive, I'm pretending it didn't hurt.
有啲人就谂话，如果我系饶恕嘅话，其实我系咪令人觉得哦，我自己觉得系扮冇受伤害咧
？Biblical forgiveness is honest about the wound。
其实圣经里面嘅饶恕系自己里边系讲到自己系要承认系受到伤害。
No, Joseph never denied that he was hurt。
约瑟系从来冇否认过自己受到伤害。
In chapter 50, verse 20, he specifically said, "You intended to harm me to his brothers."
50:20.
Yeah.
喺呢个创世纪五十章二十节里面，约瑟确系讲到你哋当年系确系有心害我。
Forgiveness is not denial.
饶恕唔系否认伤害。
Others fear that if I forgive, I'll become vulnerable again.
咁如果有啲人谂。如果我去話饒恕嘅話，我又會覺得係會覺得自己成為一個弱者。
But forgiveness does not actually restore trust.
Not restore trust. 其實咧，饒恕唔係代表話同其他重建一啲對人嘅信任。
You can still forgive but maintain boundaries and wisdom.
你可以係饒恕他人，但係亦都係。有智慧的是维持一些的人际界线。
Because again, forgiveness and reconciliation are similar but not identical.
因为刚才讲到的饶恕和和解本身两样东西是有些相似但本质上是不同的。
And some people,
但有些人呢?
Secretly believes,
yeah, seekers?
Secretly believes,
有些人秘密到相信呢?
That my unforgiveness punishes them.
如果我unforgiveness punishment. 如果唔饒恕，其實係懲罰佢哋。
But guess what?
但係其實咧
，it usually punishes ourselves.
如果不饒恕，反而就係其實喺度懲罰自己。
Because the bitterness that we have keeps the injury alive inside our hearts.
因為嘅呢個苦毒咧，係會不斷係殘害自己嘅內心。
See, Joseph could have believe that if I don't punish my brothers, there will never be justice.
咁其實約瑟可以話，如果我我可以，佢哋應該，我哋兄弟應該係配受得受懲罰嘅。
But instead, when his brother stood before him, he wept with compassion.
但係當後來係約瑟見到佢兄弟嘅時候，反而係一個相擁係有呢個哭泣。
Because Joseph came to trust something greater than his pain.
因為約瑟係相信一啲嘢係比呢個傷痛更加大嘅。
Now what does unforgiveness do to us? What does unforgiveness do to us?
究竟呢個不饒恕對自己有乜嘢影響呢？
See, Joseph had every opportunity to become bitter.
當然，約瑟係有好多嘅機會係呢個成為一個苦讀嘅人。
13 years.
As in slavery?
Yeah, 13 years between being thrown in the pit and rising to the palace.
是从这个被投入监牢里面，直到成为埃及的宰相，中间是经历了13年。
He carried betrayal and abandonment and injustice for 13 years.
是经历过一些背叛啊，一些不公义的其他东西，是经历了长达13年。
He could replay the moment in his head over and over again.
他可以将这些情景在脑海里面不断地重播。
But what's remarkable is the scripture never portrays Joseph as someone with bitterness.
但咧，聖經裏面描繪呢個嘅約瑟咧，係並冇當中並冇嘅苦讀。
Instead, we continually find him serving.
我哋見到係繼續嘅係服侍。
Serving in Potiphar's house.
喺個波提佛嘅家裏面係有侍奉。
Serving in prison.
喺監獄裏面有服侍。
Serving alongside Pharaoh.
喺法老旁邊去服侍。
Pain did not stop him from remaining emotionally present.
即使係有痛楚咧。
And this matters because bitter,
因为呢苦毒呢
bitter changes people.
苦毒呢样嘢可以改变人嘅生命。
Bitter hardens the heart.
苦毒呢系将心会变硬。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15,
又喺希伯来书十二章十五节嗰度
话， It warns us.
有一个经当中嘅警告，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们。因此叫众人沾染污秽。
See, a root grows underground.
我哋嘅一啲嘅内心里面啲苦毒系喺根，我哋嘅下低，好似根咁样成长。
And as it grows, eventually it'll come out of the surface.
咁咧，呢个苦毒咧就好植物咁，由根开始一路向上生长，见到出嚟嘅就会俾人见到啦。
And in a similar fashion, bitterness grows in us.
系同一道理，苦毒都会喺我内心系好似。發芽生長咁樣。
And at some point, it comes out of us through our thoughts, our relationships, our ability to trust.
到有冇一個情景嘅時候咧，呢啲嘅苦毒咧就會生出嚟，係俾人見到。
Imagine if Joseph had allowed bitterness to take root.
但係你諗想象下，如果呢個約瑟係容許自己嘅苦毒。
He would have met his brother with hardened hearts, with being cold and ready for revenge.
其實咧，你想象下，如果佢真係咁樣嘅話，當佢見到佢嘅兄弟嘅時候，可能係冷眼相對，或者甚至一啲好唔好嘅對待。
He wouldn't have embraced restoration.
根本係唔可能係再同呢個佢嘅兄弟係重建關係。
So how have we been forgiven?
究竟我哋点样系得到饶恕呢？
In Genesis chapter 42,
喺呢个创世纪嘅42章，
after years of separation, betrayal, and grief,
喺咁多年嘅伤害啊，啲嘅分离，因为咁约瑟终于又见翻呢个兄弟。
Joseph's brother now stands before him.
Joseph's brothers, yeah. 咁咧，你嘅终于就系约瑟嘅兄弟，终于就见翻佢哋嘅。
Joseph holds absolute power.
当时已经约瑟已经系位高权重。
The brothers are vulnerable.
系，因为当时嘅兄弟系处于弱势。
Defenseless.
已经系冇防卫。
Then Joseph does something unexpectedly.
但系约瑟就做一啲系冇人期待会做嘅嘢。
Joseph wept.
系约瑟系哭泣。
He was weeping so loudly that the Egyptians heard him in the next room.
係喊到大聲到隔離嘅埃及人都聽到。
This is not a cold forgiveness.
唔係一個好冰冷嘅饒恕。
This is a sound of a heart that has been healed through to love again.
呢啲係源自內心真心嘅饒恕。
And Joseph says to the brothers, "Come close to me."
就係約瑟就對兄弟講，嚟近自己度啦。
The men who had pushed him away were now invited to come close to him.
就係之前係被拒絕嘅，而家就係嚟到約瑟嘅面前。
At the time, the brothers were scared, and so they sort of backed out or backed away.
當時嘅兄弟係原本好驚嘅，係退後嘅。
And so Joseph had to say, "That I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt."
約瑟就係講到對兄弟講，就係你哋呢班兄弟就係將自己去賣喺埃及。
Again, he does not deny the wound.
就係呢度個講到係約瑟並冇否認自己嘅痛楚。
Forgiveness is never pretending that it did not happen.
饒恕並唔係假扮一個事情並冇發生。
But then Joseph says something astonishingly.
但係約瑟所講嘅嘢係令人驚訝。
He said, "Do not be distressed or angry with yourself, for God sent me before you to preserve life."
但你哋唔好嬲怒，因為其實係你係送我哋預先送咗我嚟到埃及。
See, Jesus, not Jesus, Joseph had come to see something bigger than his suffering.
但係佢耶約瑟係見到一啲係比啲痛楚更加大嘅事情。
Bigger than injustice.
係比呢個不公義更加大嘅事情。
He saw the sovereign hand of God working even through human evil.
即係但係話呢個約瑟係見到係神係當中係有掌握主權，
now,
即使係一啲嘅不慘痛嘅事情發生。
That does not mean what his brothers did was good.
嗱，本身唔係話約瑟兄弟所做嘅事情係啱啊。
Sin is still sin.
罪仍然係罪。
Betrayal is still betrayal.
背叛仍然係背叛。
But Joseph realized that their sin did not have the final word over his life.
但係約瑟知道係佢承受嘅罪並冇定義自己。
God did.
而係神最後嘅掌管。
So how do we actually forgive?
究竟我哋實際上係點樣去實行饒恕咧
？I want to make this practical.
咁令到係我想講嘅嘢就係盡量係實際。
Because forgiveness is not just an emotion you wait to feel one day.
呢個其實饒恕唔係一啲嘅內心嘅一啲嘅情緒咁簡單。
Forgiveness begins with an intentional act of surrender.
咁咧，其實係饒恕咧，其實係一個好刻意嘅投降嘅舉動。
So let me quickly go through the five steps towards forgiveness.
我由呢度講講呢個饒恕嘅五步曲。
First one is name the person and the wound.
首先係指出嗰個姓名嗰個人名。而唔係傷口。
You cannot surrender what you refuse to acknowledge.
你如果你唔承認嗰有個人嘅話咧，你根本唔可能去喺你嘅身心上去投降。
Many people stay stuck because they minimize the pain.
或者係佢係，或者好多人係刻意將呢個傷口係講到好細。
They bury it.
係甚至將呢個傷害係
They spiritualize it.
或者將呢啲嘅傷害咧係屬靈化
，or they pretend that they are fine，
或者係扮到冇事咁樣。
But hidden wounds continue to shape our hearts。
但係呢啲裡面嘅痛楚仍然係傷害緊自己。
Which is why David prayed in Psalm 139 to search me, God, and know my heart, see if there's any offensive way in me。
就好似詩人大衛喺呢個詩篇139篇嗰度話，係求神係監察自己，睇下心有乜嘢心思嘅意念係唔係。神啊，求你監察我，知道我心思，試煉我，知道我的意念，看在我裡面有什麼惡行沒有。
So ask God, who do I still resent?
究竟我要問就係話，究竟我係喺神面前，我哋要諗問自己，究竟我哋仲要拒絕乜嘢人呢
？Whose name still triggers anger in me?
有咩人名係一提起就令到我哋有嬲怒咧
？What wound still controls my reactions?
有乜嘢傷口係會？影響我一啲嘅行動咧
，maybe it was a parent，
或者係你嘅父母
，a spouse，
或者係你配偶
，a friend，
朋友
，church leader，
一啲教會領袖
，someone who abandoned you，
一啲係曾經
someone who abused trust，
係曾經係破壞咗誠信
Healing begins when hidden pain is brought into the light.
我哋首先係要喺個醫治嘅開始，就係我哋首先要承認呢個傷口。
The next step is to acknowledge your judgments.
第二就係承認自己嘅論斷。
Again, when we hurt, when people hurt us, we often move from pain into verdict.
我哋好多時候咧，我哋面對痛楚嘅時候咧，我哋就會有啲嘅判斷。
We say things like, "They are evil."
就係講佢哋就係邪惡。
That they never loved me.
佢哋從來唔愛我。
That they will never change.
佢哋永遠都唔會改變。
That they ruined my life.
佢哋破壞咗我人生。
But Jesus warned in Matthew chapter 7.
喺馬太福音第七章，耶穌有所警告：你們不要論斷人，免得你們被論斷。
Again, this does not mean that we deny sin.
呢度唔係話解我哋要我哋要否認罪
，or ignore the wrongdoing。
我哋要唔理我哋身邊所做嘅錯事。
It means that we stop occupying God's seat。
我哋呢度講嘅就話我哋唔好坐喺神嘅座位上面。
The third thing is renounce the vows。
第三就係拒絕之前講嘅誓言。
And this is where many people discover deep pain has shaped them。
就係好多人都發現原來咧傷口咧係點樣仇恨咧點樣係傷害自己。
We make these inner vows to protect ourselves。
就之前我哋講啲嘅誓言咧，其實呢個誓言係傷害緊自己。
These vows may have protected you temporarily。
呢啲誓言或者係可能短暫咁可以保護自己。
But they can block intimacy。
但係你會令你蒙蔽你嘅眼光。
Healing。
係令到你無法得到醫治。
And trust。
無法得到呢個信任。
Freedom comes when those vows are broken before God.
你點樣得到自由咧？就係喺神面前係棄絕呢啲嘅誓言。
The fourth thing is name the debt and cancel it.
第四就係指出呢個罪債，然後取消佢。
And this is where forgiveness becomes very specific.
嗱，到呢一步咧，就講到呢個饒恕裏面一個好具體嘅行動。
Because again, you feel like they owe you something.
你仍然係或者覺得。有啲人係欠你一啲嘢
，maybe an apology，
你欠咗一個道歉
，maybe honesty，
有啲嘢有承認咁
，safety dignity，
係欠咗係或者係人哋破壞咗你嘅尊嚴。
Forgiveness means bringing the debt to before God and saying they owe me something that they can never give， but I release the debt into your hands。
就係去向神承認係呢啲係罪債係有存在，但係我喺嗌我。呢啲我相信嘅罪係佢哋係還唔到嘅，但係我喺你面前就係將呢嘅罪嘅債係取消。
And the last thing is ask God to show you the person as He sees them。
求神向你顯現嗰啲人。
This may be the hardest step of all。
呢個一步咧，求神顯就係或者係最難做嘅一步。
Because pain narrows our vision。
呢個痛楚咧。是限制了你的眼光。
Because hurt causes us to see people through the lens of what they did to us.
就是你看一個人的時候，就是永遠只記得這個人對自己做錯過什麼事。
But on the cross,
但在十字架上，
Jesus looked down at the very people who crucified him.
耶穌在十字架上就是望著十字架下低的群眾。
And what did he do?
他說什麼呢?
He said, Father, forgive them.
他說天父饒恕他們
For they do not know what they are doing.
因為他們自己不知道做什麼
In Genesis chapter 50, we arrive at the final scene in Joseph's story.
去到創世記第50章呢我們看到這個約瑟的記載裡面的結局
And Jacob, their father, after Jacob, their father dies, their brothers start panicking.
因為個父親雅各死了之後呢咁就講到個兄弟 ，brothers what？ 咁咧，呢個約瑟嘅兄弟又開始驚啦。
They think now Joseph will finally take his revenge on us。
哇！咁我哋又驚，哇！會唔會其實約瑟會唔會對正式開始對我復仇㗎？我哋復仇㗎。
And even at that point, they still expect judgment from Joseph。
到呢個時候咧，約瑟嘅兄弟仍然係驚呢個約瑟係要施行報復㗎。
And Joseph weeps again。
呢個時候，約瑟又再哭泣多一次。
Why？
點解呢
？Because they still do not understand the depth of his forgiveness。
因為仍然係唔明白呢個嘅 饒恕嘅深度係有幾大。
He says, "Don't be afraid."
約瑟話唔守。
Am I in the place of God?
Am
I in the place of God?
我係咪要坐代取代神嘅位置咧
？You intend to harm me.
係你呢班兄弟係要當年係想陷害我。
But God intended it for good.
但係神係將佢變為一個美善。
And then Joseph says something extraordinary.
但係約瑟亦都講一啲好令人讚歎嘅事。
He said, "I will provide for you and your children."
就係要呢個時刻，我就要供應你哋兄弟同埋你哋嘅子女。
Think about that.
諗一諗。
Joseph does not merely cancel the debt.
約瑟唔單止係取消呢啲兄弟嘅罪債。
He blesses the people who created the wound.
甚至係為一啲嘅傷害過自己嘅人係最祝福。
That is what freedom looks like on the other side of forgiveness.
就係講到呢個饒恕嘅另一邊所帶嚟嘅自由。
So I know it was a long message today.
呢個就係我嘅今日嘅信息。
So if you don't remember anything I just said,
即使頭先乜都唔記得嘅。
Today's big idea, I hope you remember this.
希望記得今日嘅中心思想。
Is what you don't release will control you.
你如果有啲嘢係你唔釋放嘅話咧，呢啲唔釋放嘅嘢咧，佢就會控制你。
This jar here.
呢一個一杯水，污糟嘅水。
Represents our lives.
就係對我，就係代表我哋嘅人生。
As we saw at the beginning of the message, our lives are filled with different kinds of wounds and pain.
就代表我哋人生係充滿好多嘅。污穢充滿好多嘅錯啊
！And we try to cover it up with the good things that we do in our lives.
就係嘗試將一啲我哋乾淨嘅好事倒落去一啲污水裏面。
We try to go to church as much as possible.
我哋嘗試係盡量爭取機會而參加教會聚會。
We try to be charitable with our time and our money in hopes of feeling better.
或者係花我哋好多時間精力。係去做多嘅事情，好事。
But this bitterness and this anger, this judgment,
得啲苦毒啊，啲論斷嘅嘢咧
，will never leave，
永遠都唔會離開。
Until you decide，
直到你決意
，to cancel the debt，
取消罪債
，and live out the forgiveness that heals，
就係令到讓呢個饒恕成為醫治你嘅工具。
Will you stand with me？
大家請起立。
As we head into a time of worship and prayer,
我哋嚟到呢个赞美我哋祈祷嘅时间。
I invite you to, invite the Holy Spirit in you.
我哋邀请你去邀请圣灵来到。
To show you if there's things in your lives that might need, forgiving.
或者让圣灵话俾你听，你有乜嘢系需要去饶恕。
And so we're going to invite the prayer team forward if you need prayer for anything, we'd love to pray for you.
我哋请我哋嘅代祷者系嚟到面前。